I see hospitality business is a risk-free business. To pass it on to the younger generation. In a worst case scenario, maybe one more year, one full year, we may have to wait to come back to normalcy. It is more important in this business to carry out a study on the capital structure of this business.
Again, with the same intro, if you have the idea which you strongly believe in and have the spirit of entrepreneurship thriving inside you, then this is the show totally for you. From the family of Reach Skyline, I welcome you to the sixth episode of The Business Boss. I know this is the time we used to be planning for the summer vacation, about traveling across places and staying in resorts with friends and families. But when I thought about it, I got reminded of how I used to be wondering about the whole functioning of the hospitality industry and especially resorts, because resort is a compilation of services which we can avail at a one place. And if you have also thought about the same question, then I'm sure that I'm going to give you the answers today through the guest of the day, Mr. Radhakrishnan, the CEO of Cliff Resorts Aidcard. Welcome, sir.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's my pleasure to join this show.
Yes, sir. We are also very happy to have you on the show, sir. So, without any delay, I want to directly go to the questions. So, how did you decide that you want to get into the hospitality industry? Because it's quite, you know, tricky to handle with the services. And how did you get started off with the Cliff Resorts?
The original idea of having a hospitality business, mm-hmm. it's a very risk-free business. If it is a debt-free entity, if it is a debt-free asset, it is a risk-free business. Okay. It is a good business to pass it on to the next generation.
Okay.
Yeah, because not much day-to-day decisions are involved, and even if any decision is involved, the impact of the decision on the business is going to be very, very negligible. Mm-hmm. No major decisions are involved on a day-to-day basis. So that way I see hospitality business is a risk-free business to pass it on to the younger generation.
Okay, sir.
All that they have to know is to smile and say hello to the customers, and they'll be doing well.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the services being provided in the Cliff Resorts, sir.
Cliff Resort is in a vantage location in Aidcard. Okay. Staying in Cliff Resort itself, see, you come to Hill Station for sightseeing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stay in Cliff Resort is located in a best site.
Okay.
Okay. It's, mm-hmm. it's such a good location. Mm-hmm. And many guests, we hear many guests saying that they've seen so many places. This place is better place. That is how it is located.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Okay, so as I was saying before, resort is a compilation of services. We have like front office department, housekeeping, accommodation, food and beverage, and many more. Even the games that you have to be organizing for. So how did you initially manage to, you know, plan the whole workflow? So what were the challenges that you had, and what was the final whole process?
See, when we started the resort, we employed a lot of people who are experienced in each of these domains.
Okay.
In mm-hmm. each of these departments. Mm-hmm. We had almost about, we started with almost about 50 people.
Okay.
And most of them, I hired the general manager, who is a very experienced person, well-educated person in this field.
Okay.
And he developed a team. Mm-hmm. And for me, as a owner, starting the process was totally handled by him, and he set it up nicely. So it was, okay. for me, it is very easy.
It was not really challenging.
Easy process, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what about the process, sir? Because when we think of a service, the major thing, factors to be considered is the process and the people involved. So talking about the process, how is the whole operations go on at the Cliff Resorts?
Yeah, okay. In order to provide, see, hospitality, 50% is property, 50% is service. Okay, you have a good property and your service is bad, you don't have a business.
Mm-hmm.
The vice versa may be true. You don't have a great property, but your service is good, still you may be able to get business. So service is very, very critical and important in hospitality business. So we are extensively using technology to ensure that we give a quality service to the customer.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have, see what we have done is that we have, the customer interaction is handled by very few people who are good enough to handle that. Mm-hmm. We are handling it. Be it any kind of service request or any customer, any guest requirement, interaction, we just, we have centralized it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we are able to give a better response to the customer and a quick response to the customer. Whatever request we receive, we make sure with the help of our team, we will get it done on a timely basis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you see any big corporate, how each and every request, they use a help desk application to methodically dispose of that task. Mm-hmm. We also employ that kind of technology applications, and we ensure we deliver a good service to the customer in a timely manner.
Okay, sir. Actually, I was impressed when you were telling me yesterday about the technology that you are using. The centralized one with the mobile, when we dial a simple number, it just gets to the centralized system.
Yeah.
So tell us about
how
does it function and how did you get that idea from?
We, like any other hotel, we were having an intercom in the in every room.
Okay.
We removed the intercom and provided a cloud telephony pilot number to our customers. It's one single number through which, that is the only way. I mean, if it is a telephonic, we don't have any other alternatives, just only one number. It's a cloud telephony virtual number. They make a call during stay or before stay, during reservation. For every purpose, that's one single number.
Okay.
And we the select few people in my resort who will answer this call, they can handle any kind of customer query, not just a reservation. Mm-hmm. See, we don't have, though we have a facility to set up any number of IVR, main menu, sub menu, etc. We have not done that.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a welcome message. Soon after the welcome message, we will pick up the call and answer the customer. Whatever be their requirement, we will take down the requirement, and then we will assign that task to the right person in our team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we follow it up with that person who has been assigned to, and until it is delivered to the customer.
Okay.
And our system will help us to deliver the services in a timely manner. In case if it is going beyond it, our system will escalate it. So we will, before customer calls back again, we will be able to solve the issue and to ensure that it is delivered.
Okay.
Yeah, that is how we are doing it.
Okay, that's nice, sir. So we have spoken about the process. So obviously in services, the people are the ones who are delivering the service. So initially, what are the challenges that you had in actually, you know, acquiring the human resources, and how did you train them to make sure that you provide the service that you intended to the customers?
See, we have divided the entire work process in two. One is a skilled work, another is unskilled work.
Okay.
So the customer interaction will not be with the unskilled people. The interaction is with the very skilled people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see, there is no extensive training is required to handle the unskilled jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since interaction is taken care of by specialized team, most of the problem is solved.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the managers of each department, they train on a continual basis their subordinates.
Okay.
We don't have, we cannot afford to have a separate training department.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, so we have a daily meeting, and in the daily meeting all the problems are brought in and we find a solution. That is how we refine ourselves.
Though you don't have a training department, I guess the daily meetings, the concept that you told, would be very helpful. So moving on, this resort is involves a huge initial investment. It is capital intensive, obviously. So compared to the initial investment, equally there will be also day-to-day expenses, so which is quite high. So how did you do the cost management, because the cash inflows will also be irregular here?
It's the biggest challenge we are facing. We are trying to learn from that challenge and try to improve our adaptability and how to control it. It's a continuous process. It is beyond our control to certain extent. It is a leisure destination. People tend to travel only during the weekend. Okay, and the occupancy rate during the weekdays, it will be very, very lean. Whereas we will have to have and it is a location where we cannot get manpower on demand. Okay, so we have to continually maintain certain amount of manpower. And they'll have intense amount of work during weekend, and weekdays we try to find a job. We use everybody in maintenance, upkeep, etc.
Okay.
And that's how we are just spreading their spreading the resources. It is definitely a challenge. Even before lockdown itself, it used to be tough. It is not that easy. One or a couple of months of summer holidays, etc., we used to make surplus, and that surplus we have to save for the lean
rest
month,
of the year.
Rest of the year. But unfortunately, we have lost our peak season during this lockdown, and this means it's a loss of, it is equivalent to a loss of 1 year. Okay, it's not loss of just 2 months revenue. This 2 months revenue is critical for our 1 year operation, so it's going to be difficult. And then the recovery process also, to tourism and the travel industry is one of the last industry that is going to be opened up. How much time it's going to take, really,
we never
the
know.
Government may lift the lockdown sooner, but when people will confidently travel, we don't know. It's all depend on when we get the proper medication and vaccine, etc. Until such time, it's going to be really a tough time. So we are planning at the moment, since we have been a weekend destination, we are planning to open our hotel only during the weekend
alone.
So Friday night, Saturday night, two nights we will keep it open.
Okay.
And the remaining 5 days we will keep it closed. Until we see a good number started coming up for the weekend, and then only we are planning to open it on a regular basis.
Sir, I was
and
about
it will
to
not be it, and another thing, it will not be very responsible to promote these days. It's better. Let's see, customer will have to be very, they have to be safe first. Their safety is first. This is not the necessity, the day-to-day necessity. It's not essential thing. So we cannot promote our business. There's no point in making an advertisement and induce somebody to come and stay. And thereby, even though we maintain a good hygiene level, on the way there may be risk. So on its own, things should get corrected, and we should be able to viably run it. Until such time, we will have to wait.
Correct, sir. Sir, actually, I was about to ask you how this pandemic has impacted, but as you have already said about it, I wanted to ask you how this pandemic is going to impact the way the whole process is being delivered to the customers now, like the service that you are providing. What are the changes that you have planned to implement so that you can keep up with the hygiene protocols?
Government, see, our federation, Hotel and Resort Owners Federation, okay, is in close contact with the health ministry, mm-hmm, and they are trying to set out a balanced guideline.
Okay.
Where hygiene standard is not compromised.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we are able to run somewhat viably. Mm-hmm. That is the kind of guideline is under preparation, and we have a lot of webinars happening with them these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we are gearing ourselves up to meet all those hygiene standards.
Mm-hmm.
See, one of the thing is, we have to provide a contactless environment. Like in our restaurant, we are removing the physical menu book.
Okay.
Okay. Because instead of that, we are going to give a digital menu which they can see and place order from their mobile itself.
Okay.
So like that, we are wherever possible, even for at the time of bill settlement in front desk also, we don't intend to collect their ID card, take their ID card,
mm-hmm,
return the ID card, the same way their debit card, credit card, etc. Mm-hmm. We are avoiding all that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that, we are sending them the link whereby they can attach their ID proof.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then payment, we send the payment link from their mobile, they can process the payment. So wherever possible, we are trying to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, some the things like food and other thing have to be delivered. If we are just trying to explore, once we are open, we wanted to say that food is prepared and kept on a table, and if they wanted to pick up that thing, self-service kind of thing, if they are willing, we wanted to let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
In case, okay, those who wanted to do that way, we will be providing it.
Mm-hmm.
Those who wanted a table service, yes, we will put it in the table. We won't serve. They have to help themselves. This is how we are trying to minimize the contacts.
I get it, sir. So, when you answer for this question, what I understood are the new trends that are going to come up in the way the services are going to be provided in the hospitality industry. So, as we know, this hospitality industry is worst hit. As you also mentioned, that it is going to be the last that is going to be opened. So how do you think this, the whole hospitality industry, tourism and the lodging and everything, when are they going to get back on their full swing once the lockdown gets over? When are you expecting it to come back to its normal position?
See, based on the interaction we had with online travel agencies like Agoda, Make My Trip, GoiVibo, okay, etc., and then our industry association.
Mm-hmm.
From that interaction, what we understand is that government may allow us to operate maybe sometime in July or August.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then probably around the end of the year, during December, or maybe in the best scenario, maybe during Diwali time,
mm-hmm,
or during the New Year time. That is the time we may come back to normalcy, in a worst case scenario, maybe one more year, one full year, we may have to wait to come back to normalcy. That is how those bigger entities are mm-hmm, forecasting it.
Okay, sir.
It's tough, but you have to continue and see. We have to bring down our cost to at least keep ourselves floating, whether we make profit or not, that is a different thing. Just
mm-hmm,
we have to sustain ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We will try to cut every corner and try to be. Before, we had the luxury of having 50 people and operate the resort. Now, probably we may have to do it with a less number of people,
mm-hmm,
or we have to have in the same number of people, but not 30 days working. Maybe 15 days they work. In shift, in rotation, we will be working.
Mm-hmm. I get it, sir. So, sir, from your experience, till now, we have spoken a lot about pandemic. So, moving from that, from your experience, please tell the budding entrepreneurs or who wanted to enter into the hospitality industry, what are the tips that you would be giving them, and what do you think are the common pitfalls that the entrepreneur makes when they step into this particular industry?
Okay, since this business is very capital intensive,
mm-hmm.
and big chunk of your capital is going to be spent on the property and all the amenities,
mm-hmm.
okay, the new entrant to this industry or budding entrepreneur mm-hmm. planning to enter this industry, they have to carry out market study. That generally people do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In any business, before they start the business, they do market survey.
Yeah.
It is more important in this business to carry out a study on the capital structure of this business.
Okay.
And my advice in this business is that one should not be too leveraged.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the property, it should be a debt-free property.
Mm-hmm.
For operational side, for those things, you may have some facility.
Mm-hmm.
But for property, with the borrowed fund, will be definitely very difficult to manage the cash flow. That's one aspect that any new entrant in hospitality industry has to be very, very, very careful.
Okay. Moving on again, in the initial days of your, setup of Cliff Resorts, what are the marketing efforts that you made to make sure that the Cliff Resort gets the visibility? Because it's a traveling spot. There are so many competitors out there. So to make yourself, stand aloof, what are the different marketing efforts that you took?
Our catchment area for getting the guest is spread across entire South India. Okay, there are at least about 40 crore people. From there we have to bring in 40 persons to our resort every day. Right, so we cannot make any big we cannot have any advertisement campaign plans. Our size of operation such a campaign will not be affordable for us.
Okay,
because of our smaller size.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have done is that little bit of digital marketing we have done.
Okay.
Search engine marketing, etc. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, those who really want to go to Yerkard, we have to capture only those people.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot propagate our name to general public. We cannot spend so much money. Okay. Having done that, we have made it a point that anybody who has spotted us to come and stay in our property during their visit to Yerkard, then we have made it a very important point that we properly capture all those details, put it in a proper CRM, make sure we follow it up until we convert that into a booking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, we cannot find our 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas those who have found us, we have to carefully follow up with them and convert that inquiry into a booking. See, in that part, we are very good at it. We don't leave any chance. Until customer says we have dropped the plan or we have booked with the other hotel.
Okay.
Until such a point of time, we will continuously be in touch with them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at some point they might get irritated, but we don't stop. Maybe you are irritated because of your work pressure, but your plan of coming to Yerkard will be in back of your mind. So we continue to follow up with them. And until they say plan is dropped or they have already booked in some other hotel, we used to follow up and try for converting them. Yeah, this is one important thing we have been following till date.
That's interesting, sir. As you said, in marketing or to sustain in the business, we have to have the persistence. So talking about which, irrespective of the challenges and the losses in the industry, you have still decided to be on the business. So what is the source of your resilience, sir?
It's one of the very good business in terms of job satisfaction.
Okay.
No other business can match it. Because my service is enjoyed on real-time basis and that too in front of me. As a customer, if a customer of mine is happy and we are also equally happy. So this is one reason which we try to stay in this business as far as possible financially. Okay. And then maybe the next 1 year may be tough, but subsequently India will have we have a very high hope of India's growth. When India grows, we will also grow along with that. So that is a hope which is giving us a fuel today to go through this tough time and stay afloat until we get a good time.
That's really nice, sir. I totally appreciate your persistence and the optimism. So since the start, you have clearly explained what are the different aspects involved in running a resort, and I'm sure that listeners would have understood the challenges in running a resort, because we go there for enjoying but we don't know what are the pain and the challenges as a owner you might be facing and as a team the management would be facing. Thank you so much for being on the show today, sir.
Thank you.
And my dear audience, I know this COVID is quite terrifying, but I guess like how the hospitality industry is all set to revamp, we have to also revamp ourselves with the positive and healthy thoughts. So with that note, I will meet you in another episode with another interesting personality. Till then, keep learning and keep growing all together. Thank you.
Reach Skyline. Embrace digital.